Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
3 is a magic number, just in case you need to remember that. It's going to be the new song we're going to sing every year. So I'll get a chair. Ooh, a chair. I'm going to sit in a chair. I'm not going to sit in a three-legged chair because I exceed 250 pounds, so that's a four-legged chair. I don't know if that's true or not. So the good news about the Trinity is I happened to recently a half-price book. I like books, in case you don't know that. And recently I found this book at Half Price Books, the outlet store here in Olympia. Jürgen Moltmann's The Trinity and the Kingdom. Now, I was going to read the German version because I know that would be more exciting. But no, I'm not going to read anything other than the last thing he says in a second. But let me back up. First of all, so, you know, hot water heaters, sometimes they just happen to break. Ours did last night. And so this morning we were figuring out how to, if we're going to take a shower or if it's going to be cold. Beth chose a cold shower this morning in stages because she's a tough Finnish woman. I am not. So I went to Thrive and that took a long time for the hot water to come. But eventually a nice warm shower. And then I got in the car and I'm getting ready to come here. And I'm looking at, you know, there's probably 15, 20 people running, you know, on the elliptical doing that stuff. And I'm just thinking, I wonder if they're going to be thinking about the Trinity today. And probably not, most likely. And why would we? Or, you know, why does it matter? Or what, you know, why do we always talk about this expression of God every year? And, you know, we always lift up this as a thing. And, of course, it comes from the text I read, the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus never says, and that equals Trinity, because it's the magic number. He didn't sing that song that we're aware of, anyway. So, you know, it's a word that we've come as a church to use and express our understanding of God. Which takes me to this book, then. So, in this book, The Trinity and the Kingdom, I was just trying to look to see what does he have to say about this. I haven't read the whole thing, but in the end of the book, he talks about one image he uses that I really liked, is the image of living room. So, when I was growing up, or think about when you grew up in the house you grew up in, or now, in any house where there's either a living room or a kitchen, there's that space. You know, there's that space, hopefully in every house, where it's just a comfortable place to sit and talk and be with someone. And maybe you see something outside, you know, maybe some trees or the lawn or mountains or a lake if you're lucky, or go to another place that you can see those things. But they're those spaces where, like in this chair, and like in these comfortable pew-cushioned chairs, pews, you just sit and you can relax, maybe by yourself. Or if your family comes, maybe for dinner, conversation, maybe a friend. And just sitting and just feeling that space. Just, oh man, this is so nice. This is so nice. It's homey, you know. That's what he suggests, Moltmann, that that's what God is after. We're the living room. And God wants to sit with us. God wants to dwell with us, within us, together with us. And so we have all these different ways to talk about God. But that's his central thing. God wants to be with us like in a living room. I just really like that image. It's comforting. It's comforting. The other thing he suggests about Trinity is it has to do with freedom. Freedom. We talk about that a lot as Lutherans, that grace, God's grace, God's love and mercy and forgiveness for us is free to us. We don't do anything about it. God loves us regardless of what we do. And that's a great thing. And that can free us to do some amazing things. And so Moltmann suggests when we think about Trinity, let's say we talk about Father first, that first part of the traditional understanding of Trinity. He says, when you think of Father, think of servant. So throughout the Old Testament, Moses, Abraham, all the big figures in the Old Testament, they were all servants of God. And Moltmann says, what that means is that if you're a servant of somebody, they own you. And that's the idea with that image. God owns us. God created everything, like behind me, like we sang, like we heard today in the first reading. The reason I wanted three voices, you know, two adults and a child, was because when we read the reading today, this past week in our text study, it was cool to read it together. And that kind of more than one voice, because if God's going to create something, I always think of God as just more of a choir speaking, you know. God said this was so and it was so. It probably wasn't just one voice, a bass voice. It was probably a bunch of, and if I'm making all that up, I don't know what it was. I wasn't there. But you understand what I'm saying, that all of the having a trinity of voices to hear that creation story and remind us of who God is, and that God is our creator. God is our big parent, and we are servants. So that's the first image. And when you serve, you know about service. You know what that is. You know, you're doing what God tells you to do. That's what servant is. So that's the first piece. Then he suggests when you have the Son, which is Jesus, he suggests that image is child and beloved child, and that's what happens when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we're baptized in this water, we die. Everything that is horrible about us is buried, drowned, and we rise up, and we're just a new person, a new creation, and we become an heir. Become a son and daughter of that Father, of God. We become like Jesus, siblings with Jesus. And when you're a child, well, you get an inheritance. You get that love and grace, and you know it will be forever. And that's the image he suggests for the Son part of the Trinity, is that first, we are servants, and it's not hierarchical or in order necessarily, but these are all kind of three aspects. Just like if you look on the bulletin cover, three and one and three, in case you missed that. I didn't see it till just now. That's a three and a one. And I was going to bring some ice and some water and some steam, but I, you know, you get the idea. Three and one and three kind of thing. So you have that intimacy of being a child with God. And again, that can free you to be intimate with others. So that's the second image that he offers. And then the third image he uses is friend, which is kind of surprising in some way. And that's the spirit piece. And he uses John 15, where John says, I call you friends now. You've been with me, I call you friends. And what's the thing that the friend does the most, his example is, lays down a life for another. That's the most powerful witness we can make. And if you've ever been a parent or a grandparent or cared for somebody, you're befriending them. You are laying yourselves out. You're giving of yourself. That's what true parenting is. Giving of yourself. Sometimes to the point of death. For some people. So being a friend, that's that spirit piece. And for me, that friendship, I have some really good friends. I'm lucky. And so my favorite thing, always thinking about my friends, is when we sit in that comfortable place. And we talk about the hard things, or the fun things, or the great things. But those hard moments when, I don't know, Matt, what should I do? My best friend, Matt. And he says, you know, leans in like the Spirit might lean in and says, Eric, you should do this. You know you should do this. And it's like, yes, you're right, Matt. Being a friend. So servant, child, friend. Those are the new images. So he concludes and says, all of that is related to freedom. You are free. If we don't fully get the pleasure and experience the love of God like he's talking about, we're going to miss out. We're going to miss out. And so I go back to those people who were running Sunday morning this morning as I watched them and thinking, you know, are they missing out? Are they missing out being here today? And maybe being reminded that 3 is a magic number. And maybe being reminded that the Spirit can work in so many ways, like with Terry playing that awesome moving song. And maybe for you hearing the Genesis account in a new way, in 3 voices, but still all the same. Because God made humanity in our image. That's what God said. My image is a lot, is all of us. And there's way more than 3 here. The mystery of the creation, the mystery of the Trinity, Beth says. It is a mystery. This is how he concludes his book. He quotes Augustine and says, our hearts are restless until they find rest in thee. Meaning, until we find rest in God, we're going to be restless. And hopefully, that's your experience. You found God somewhere. Someone has told you. You've come to a church. You're here. And you find God. And you can rest. But what he says, and when we think of freedom, we can say our hearts are captive until they become free in the glory of the triune God. Until they become free in God. God comes to us in so many different ways. And that's the goal. That's always been the goal. God created the world, created everything, and it was very good, our reading says. And God's been pursuing us ever since, even sometimes when we're not good. God still seeks us again and again and again as the Father. Come to me. You know who I am. I created you. And as the Son, as Jesus, it's about love. It's about mercy. Be baptized and renewed. Know that you're a child of God and beloved. And it's about the Spirit, that nudge like a friend. Come on, you can do it. I love you. I'm glad you're here. That's our God. 3 is a magic number. Amen.